Okay, in your third and final Jumpstart video, we're going to answer your question on how to find paying clients fast for your new video marketing business. Quick review. This is extremely simple and anyone can do it. You can drive traffic with video easily because driving traffic with video today is highly demanded. It's a high demand service that you can easily find customers and clients with. The word will spread if you can deliver your product and your service. So people will be talking about who you are and what you're doing for their business and how much traffic you're driving for them. And then your connections and influences within the small business niche, within your community, will grow extremely quickly. And remember, there's absolutely no shortage of opportunity right now to make immediate income and even grow part-time income into a full-time recurring income business for you. So you can get started with this today. All right, that being said, let's find you some business. All right, let's talk about where you can find some clients and different traffic sources to get those clients from. Obviously, there's a plethora. You can use Google or anybody that advertises on PPC. What I'm talking about that is if you type in a search term for a local jeweler, a local car dealership, local dentist, local doctor, something like that, local piano fixer, plumber, all those type of people. If you type in your town and that major keyword, you're going to find people advertising using pay-per-click on Google. Take those ads, and we'll show you in a minute what I do with those ads. But basically, you're going to click on them and get the information of the people that are advertising and already spending money. They're spending hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars a month to advertise in the Google AdWords system. So they're spending dollars every single day. A one-time fee to you is nothing. It's a drop in the bucket. Networking. Going to places like meetup groups, Facebook groups, anybody you see on a daily basis, just letting them know what you do. Obviously, some people are better at this than others. Here's the basic, simple solution to this. If you are good at networking, you're going to know what to do. If you're not, if you're just getting started, not quite sure, go to those meetup groups for small businesses. Don't go to Internet Marketing Made Easy 101, and don't go to How to Advertise Your Business Online. Go to the real brick and mortar businesses, the guys that are advertising at your Chamber of Commerce or Rotary Clubs. Go to those type of meetings. And when you meet people, you know, you have a professional business card ready if you want, but realistically, all you're looking for is that initial handshake. When they go, "Oh, well, what do? Well, my name is Bob, and I get people at the top of search engines using simple videos online." And that's it. And then you just leave them hanging. End the conversation right there because they're going to be asking you for more information. Now, if they do ask you for more information, here's what you say. You go, "Well, look, I can only take on four or five clients right now. Business is booming. But if you want, I can set up an appointment with you either tomorrow or next week, whenever you're open, and I can show you some of the videos and examples and proof of what we do and how powerful using online video really is." Slap up together a 5 or 10 slide presentation, just like this. Show them the stats that I pulled right off the first video here. Take those exact stats, and then that's going to be social proof, as well as maybe even make a sample video for them that they can use and show them what a video quality, the high quality video they're going to receive from you is going to look like when you go through that interview. Next thing, yellow pages. For the exact same advertising price that somebody paid in 2009, 2010, 2011, each year, guess what? The ad sizes are getting smaller and smaller because they're spending less money on the actual yellow pages because advertisers are jumping ship left and right. Another one is Facebook. Now, going back to yellow pages for just one second, the bigger the ad is, the more likely they're going to spend money with you, and you could probably charge a higher amount. Facebook groups, local networking, people that are spending money on ad campaigns in Facebook easily get the fact that video makes a huge difference in converting sales because they're already in the Web 2.0 properties. So you can use it for groups, finding people in your local area, or going through and finding people that are advertising on Facebook within your local market, which there may not be a ton of, but finding the people that are Web 2.0 savvy and going to them and giving your service of how to do video marketing for small business to them. All right, three steps to finding those local clients, the people that you are really looking for. Number one is research. You can do a Google search for a local business. For example, like we just talked about, doctors and dentists, lawyers. Notice these guys all have money. Attorneys, which is basically the exact same thing. Jewelers, or even florists. Imagine showing a wedding bouquet. Think of who spends lots of money in your life. People that are about to get married, people that are getting engaged, holidays, people that are getting divorced, people that need new teeth, people that are sick. Those are all people that have to spend money, and they're willing to spend the money to get what they desire. So to do that, you're going to fill in the first section here by doing a Google search and finding local businesses in your market that are spending money. The second step to this is build a database. Click on each ad, open each ad in a new tab, and build up your database of names quickly. If you need to, make a quick call to find out the name of the manager before you actually call and ask for them, or if you stop by, you can sometimes find it on the websites. If you can, that's great. And then acquire their phone number, and you're just building a smaller database. If you're somebody that's looking to, pick up the phone and call or stop in and show them that you know a little bit about their business when you walk in there. The best way to close is to show somebody that you know how their business operates and how they're doing better than they do. That way they go, oh snap, I need to pay attention to this person because they're going to get me results. And then inquire in person. Call or stop by. Ask a few business about questions about their business. Sound professional because you know what you're doing, and have a big presence, which means, like I said, you know more than what they know about their business. Obviously, you don't may not know about, cutting a diamond or florist, but when you go, all right, I know that you're advertising on, Google, you're in the yellow pages, a small little ad, and you've done your research on these guys, and you basically know where they're advertising. You can basically walk in there and let them know that you're going to fill in the holes or gaps for their business's advertising spend, and you're going to do it in a brand new medium that's hot right now. All right. Once you get a meeting, here's the basic strategy for you. Walk into a business and ask them how they're advertising online. Show them through the slideshows that I've given you some basic research and maybe even a quick little presentation, or have it in your head that most people online are watching videos. Ask them what they do when they look for information, how much time they spend online. And if they give you the answer, well, I don't spend any time online, or I don't search for anything, guess what? Ask them what their employees are doing or their customers are doing, because they might not get it, but their customers and their customer base definitely is. Then ask them if they're on Yahoo Video, if they're on YouTube, if they're on Vimeo, if they're on Vidler, if they're on any of those major sites, and ask them if they're ranking for those videos on their sites. And if they're not, show them the traffic that they can get if their videos are indexed and optimized by you, which turn into web traffic and sales. The best way that I show and close a sale is I show them the power of video, what it does. We talk about how it builds a rapport, a relationship with the customer. And then I basically show them the exact technique that I use. I go, I'm going to create slideshows. We're going to give you royalty-free music. We're going to professionally edit it, put in your URL. I'm going to put in your phone number. And I'm going to blast it out to, I'm going to upload it to 24 different sites. I'm going to continually optimize that for you. That's all you have to do. And they're going to go, whew, that's a lot. I know I'm not going to do that. How much for you to do it for me? And literally just go, it's $497. It's a one-time purchase. If you want, I can update it on a monthly basis for an extra $97 a month, and I will continually distribute and optimize your videos for you. I can get started on it tomorrow. I have some other clients coming in, but I think I can put you to the front of the queue if you'd like to get this done by next week. And there you go. That essentially is my close. That's my entire pitch in about 30 seconds. It's literally that easy. Now, once you do that, you want to stand out and get noticed with your videos, but you also want to stand out with your advertising when you are professionally making a phone call to a business if you're somebody that's doing that. Now, you can talk about, selling over the phone, and you'd be able to, sell to any business anywhere. A lot of people are scared of this, and you don't necessarily have to do it. Hire somebody on Craigslist to be your seller. If you're making $4.97 a video, they don't know how much your production costs are. They don't know it takes you 30 minutes to make this. Throw them $100 for every single video that they close. And that's it. You never have to do anything. You've got a professional person that you hired off of Craigslist, and they're doing all the work for you. The goal is to push the power of video and remind them that most people watch videos online. 53% of all video traffic last year was online video. That's a lot, more than half. So that is the standard. You're watching a video right now. You're part of that online internet traffic. And don't just tell people how it works. Show them an exact sample. Show them the most professional sample that you have. And as quality gets better, you're building a portfolio and you're showing people. And make yourself a quick little advertising website or blog. It's a 24-hour sales channel that you can continually add in new online videos. And basically, it's a show and tell of who you're working with, and it's social proof that your product and service works. So let's talk about standing out and getting your business some notoriety. I give them three options. I stand out in a professional manner because I go to them, I show them, all right, here's the product and service that you can have, but here's your three basic options. You have a contract that you can sign for a 30, a 60, or a 90-second video with a few upsells and bump ups from there. When I talk about bumps is $97 a month for ongoing continuity blasts with ongoing video SEO, or $9.97 for a live video, and you can start out anywhere from $97 to $4.97 and just go up from there. If you want to do a simple slideshow video at 30 seconds and just include music and a URL, that's a quick $100. It takes you 20 minutes to do. That's not too bad. You could probably do two or three of those in an hour. You're making $200, $300 an hour right now. Work for 4 hours a day. That's not too bad of an income. All right. And imagine if you had 15 salespeople out there closing. Who's to say you only need one person doing it? If you hire 12 to 15 people to do it and they're bringing you leads every single day, I mean, this thing is extremely scalable, and it's a nice, simple business model that you can use. Like I said earlier, don't go after internet marketers and doing videos for internet marketers. They're usually somebody that already gets it, or they don't have money, or they're not looking for your service anyway. Go after those small businesses. Come up with a professional setup like we've talked about, and grow your existing clients by nurturing them. Give them things like monthly traffic guides or services like we talked about. Give them fresh or slightly altered video every single month, and then distribute it using Traffic Geyser, using that URL. You can easily charge them $97 a month for this product or service, easily. And you can just do basic ongoing optimization where you're changing the keywords, or you're inserting new videos on the client's websites for just $100 to $300, and you're just doing this. Now, as you go through and you're doing this, every time you contact the client, you grow your existing clients, by one video every single month. Guess what? You're building their brand, and you're also building yours. Another thing that you do is every time you contact the client, ask them if there's anybody else that they can refer to you, because the number one compliment would be a referral, a business referral from you to a fellow professional service lender as yourself. So you're basically looking for referrals from anybody else online. Hopefully that makes sense to you because it's quick and easy. So here's your homework. After these three videos, here's what I want you to do. Go make loads of cash, right? Get out there and use these strategies and start meeting clients and making money today. These three videos can jumpstart you in a quick little five or six-figure a year business just by doing this one simple little technique. Now, if you're looking to grow this on your own or build your business, you can also go to quickvideomarketing.com, get the full package of video marketing. But really, what I want you to do, other than go and take a look at this, is start making a serious change in your online video business, because literally, I'm handing you the keys of the castle to a six-figure a year business. All you have to do is a few simple steps. I wish you the best of luck. Go to one of these local business meetups. Find somebody. Start networking. If you're somebody that likes to cold call or do any of that, or find people in the Yellow Pages, do so. I don't do that personally. I'm a big fan of just networking, and over time it works. So in the next 48 hours, you can have your first sale. It just depends on how much effort you want to put into making a positive difference in the way you do video marketing online. Take care, good luck, and I'll see you in another video.